Because I was not blessed, I'm sorry, I couldn't join your practice so much. But you did very well, I think. And if even though as a personal experience you cannot accept your practice, maybe, but that is not so big progress. If you can accept yourself completely, then you will not be in this park anymore. So, that you have problem means you have still alive. Don't be sorry. And even though you make a trip to another world, same problem you will have as long as you have your body and mind. Things exist in that way. So that is how things exist in this world. When I was the cold I experienced this time was to see unusual one. Unusual one for the cold we take, I took in America. The cold I have had in Japan was as bad as I had this time. High temperature and this feeling, sleeping on some throat upside down. Head is down and throat is up. That is the feeling. That was the feeling I had when I had cold in Japan. And as I was very careful recently, as I am trying to, find out some way to help you, so I carefully experience my bad feeling. And I want to tell you some of them. At first, first of all, I want to tell you about breathing. this time, instead of finding my breathing difficult with some, what do you call it, through our nose or throat. This time, my nose and mouth is open, too open, like a bottle with a cork. So when I take breathing, it comes out, it comes in, you know, all at once. And when I exhale, you know, it comes out so soon. So I cannot, you know, take normal breathing. So I tried to, you know, I tried to make my throat or not throat, narrow with tongue and bottom of my nose so that I can make a snort. In this way, I felt good. I thought at that time, life without a problem is like, you know, breathing without any nose or mouth, without head. So breathing will made it very easy, but very, you know, unhappy feeling. No feeling of breathing at all. So, and my back ached. Pretty bad. So I could have I could have been patient with it, but I tried many things. I put a stone on my back and try to, you know, try to make some substitute problem. Instead of unhappy feeling of pain, maybe some usual pain. Maybe better. So I put stone here. And having some pain on my back, I couldn't forget my pain in my back, but it helped the unhappy feeling of my spine. When I did it, you know, I have no idea of dozen or anything. But later I thought, dozen, pain in your legs or body, you know, in your practice can be maybe a storm on my back. That is healthy. A normal problem. So, if it is whatever experience it is, if it is normal experience based on right understanding of life, you can accept the problem quite easily. At San Francisco, many times I told them that even though you do not make any progress in your practice, And even though you have many problems in your practice, maybe better not to quit sitting. Because if you quit sitting, you will not have pain in your legs, but instead of the pain, you will have another pain. So this pain in your practice will be much better, the pain or problem you will have in a city life or in some other way. Everyday mind is there. Now this was very important core everyday mind is Tao. And this is pretty difficult. Maybe many people have misunderstanding about it. Everyday mind is tough. The everyday mind. So, first of all, we should know what is Tao or true mind. And this is again the problem of true mind and everyday mind. Tao is something, something from which everyday mind arises. So everyday mind is Tao, means to find Tao in everyday mind, everyday life. It looks like to put emphasis on everyday mind or dualistic mind. So you may say everyday mind is, if everyday mind is true mind, whatever we do doesn't matter. That is bad. To sneak into some other streams and get sweet potato or sweet melon and just, eating hot summer weather is bad. Whatever you do, that is bad. In this way, you may understand it. But actually what it means is to feel weak mind in through our everyday practice. This morning when we were sitting, perhaps you could hear the many birds singing soon. In the sunny side of the mountain. In your practice to hear it, you know, you feel, what you feel or what you hear is not just bad. It is quite different bad when you hear, you know, in usual time. Instead of being disturbed by the bad, you will feel deeper feeling of your practice. If you do not, you know, if you do not hear anything, you know, it is like a breathing without a mouth or nose. No problem, but no fear. Something which will come into your practice will deepen your feeling of practice. But when you are involved in dualistic ideas, what time will you see? Or what bird will you see? And more, useless to sit in such a dark room instead of enjoying this beautiful sunshine at the foot of the mountain with birds. The moment you hear the bird, usually, we will be involved in this kind of, you know, life. But when you hear the bird in your sitting, without trying to hear, you know, then your practice will be encouraged by the bird. Every morning we hit our bell when we practice zazen. That will encourage our practice. But sometimes it may be disturbed. But sometimes, if when your practice is filled with true spirit, it will encourage your deep feeling. That feeling is down or everyday mind in its true self. There are many stones, you know, in Satara Creek. Each stone has very mysterious, strange shape. And which tell us various things. As here, Mother Ajahn, so got something about stones in Japanese. If you go to Sokoji, I think you must have seen it already. By virtue of stone. Even though you see stone, there is our practice. So that is everyday mind. So everyday mind is not just a kind of mind which is always involved in realistic sense. In Japan, many people, in springtime especially, or in late autumn, where after heavy storm, deep flood, which will wash out everything in the creek, so that anyone can see a new stone. So after they we go to stone hunting. So if suppose five people with their lunch, like picnic, started for the stone hunting, someone may go ahead of the people, so that the rest of the people, so that he can find out the best stone before the rest of people find out something good. But those people usually do not find out best stone. Last one, who is not so enthusiastic to find out anything. And listening to the birds, enjoying the tree, and by chance he will find out this song. The eyes, of the first one, which so called it chicken size. Chicken eyes. Do you know the chicken? Trying to find something good, you know. The mind is too busy. So even though they try hard, they cannot find anything so good. Or if it is mind, we say monkey mind. Monkey is so busy looking around with that busy mind, they cannot find that answer. Usual mind, or everyday mind, we should find something good. But here, I think so. Mother then says, it is stones that with many strange, mysterious shapes to speak out through it. The full meaning of the mystery of the truth. Mystery of the truth, 2001. The second, we say strange, mysterious, but if you seek for something mysterious and strange, you cannot find something mysterious and strange in its true sense. It is, people may say, this is quite common, usual story, but if it is stone through, it is a stone through and through. If you speak out anything, then a mystery. And second, it is stones which support, hold us from the deepest bottom of the earth, as a bone of mountain. Which in immeasurable spirit and bottomless composure. And this is very beautiful, words, but I cannot translate it so well. But I tried. The third one is it is a stone which never change its position in spite of the hardship of rain and wind, overcoming the hot and cold. The next one, it is stones with its hard nature, hard nature. Hard nature, stone is hard, nature, not nature. Instead of nature, you have some what?
Quality.
With its hard quality. Supporting, it is a stone which supports high building and huge pagoda as a foundation, fulfilling the foundation, duty of foundation. With silence, adding a beauty, adding beauty to to the mountain and garden, and to harmonize our mind, his stone, with the stone. This is what he wrote it last year, and last year he was 93, and here he says Asian Python 94. People wonder why he got 94 when he was 93. And Yamada Roshi, bishop, Bishop Yamada, whom you know, said here, he likes to boast his age. When he was actually 93, he said, I'm 94. So someone said, it is quite common to add two or three more after 100. There are many, famous Zen masters who live more than 100. We cannot exactly know how old they were. More than 100, but how many more, we don't know. And he officially, writes like this, Asian Times, 94. And all of us thought he was 95. He was very old. He was very happy to hear people admire him because of his old age. And he, the Mount Fuji, is our pride, and it lies just between Yamanashi Prefecture and Shizuoka Prefecture. So once there were when there are big system poison, a shrine which is located on the top of Mount Fuji, belongs to Shizuoka Prefecture or Yamanashi Prefecture. They have very big district. And at that time, the Eastern Archbishop visited the shrine. And he said that Yamanashi Prefecture is the land lord of the Mount Fuji. I support you as the abbot of Eihachi. He said to the people who were there. So people worried about that statement very much, because they were in terrible dispute, and said to him, if the people, if you go to Shizuoka Prefecture, what do you say? That is quite easy, he said. I would say, the Shizuoka Prefecture is landlord of Mount Fuji. I am completely for your dispute as the abbot of Eihachi. This is all right, isn't it? He said to the people, and people couldn't say anything. They were astonished. He didn't change his attitude. So, it's all right. I would say so. He is a very humorous person. with that kind of eye, we should find out. So, there is this kind of story. He has this kind of story. And with this kind of story, he helped people who lost themselves in some entanglement. That is not so easy. He must have thought that it is silly to be involved in the problem. So which side the shrine belongs? Very silly. So, he was laughing at them. That is so-called tongueless speech. But he was speaking literally. Doesn't mean anything. But he just point out their wrong attitude to their small mind.